Trump endorsements represent over 900,000 officers. Biden endorsed by DA and who won't charge rioters. By A.W.R. Hawkins on September 5, 2020. Tim Murtaugh, Communications Director for the Trump re-election campaign, notes that President Trump is endorsed by organizations representing over 900,000 law enforcement officers, while Democrat challenger Joe Biden is endorsed by the Portland District Attorney who won't charge rioters. Murtaugh tweeted. On August 11, 2020, KPTV reported that Multnomah County District Attorney Mike Schmidt will not prosecute certain charges stemming from the ongoing protests in Portland. Schmidt's office indicated that the decision to not pursue charges was made to promote a safe community and reduce the negative and lasting impacts a person can experience once involved in the criminal justice system following an arrest resulting from a peaceful protest or mass demonstration. On September 4, 2020, Fox News reported Schmidt's endorsement of Biden. Schmidt was one of just over 175 former law enforcement officials to endorse Biden. On August 24, 2020, Breitbart News reported Trump receiving the enthusiastic endorsement of the New York City Police Benevolent Association, a police union of New York City police officers. That union alone represents 24,000 officers. On September 5, 2020, Fox 35 reported that the National Fraternal Order of Police, FOP, endorsed Trump. That endorsement represents over 355,000 FOP members. Murtaugh emphasized the hundreds of thousands of law enforcement personnel represented by organizations that are endorsing Trump for re-election. The crown jewels of Joe Biden's law enforcement coalition are the Portland prosecutor who won't prosecute rioters and the Seattle mayor who withdrew police from the autonomous zone and abandoned a police precinct. If you remove the current and former elected Democrats, he's down to only a handful of real, actual cops. There's a reason that all national police organizations, representing more than 900,000 police officers, have endorsed President Trump. They know the president has their back and supports law enforcement against the mob. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @HawkinsHawkins. Reach him at @HawkinsHawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.